Everything that could go wrong did. The plague had come to his city. Their infant daughter died within a few short months of her birth. He had felt the pain of betrayal. He was still reeling from the throes of a war, with both sides feeling as if he had somehow let them down. He had started a movement that was nearly drowning him. This was one of the most difficult years of his life. The year was 1527, and Martin Luther wondered if he could survive it. In the 2 years that led up to this dark year in his life, Luther had taken to hymn writing. As he was a lover of music, as well as a lover of theology, hymns came naturally to him. In 1527, he wrote what has perhaps become the hymn of the Reformation, if not one of the most beloved hymns of all time. Did we in our own strength confide? Why in the world would we ever consider such a thing? Luther knew the reality of human limitations. He was nearly omnicompetent, a driven individual. He was a larger-than-life personality. Yet, he knew his own limitations. In 1527, as stormy events surrounded him, he knew he needed to look beyond himself, past his own strength and ability. He knew that God alone is our mighty fortress, our bulwark never failing. He knew how futile it would be to trust in our own strength. The point of this entire book is captured in this one hymn from Martin Luther. Luther based the hymn on Psalm 46, which thunders, "The God of Jacob is our fortress." That phrase is not abstract. It is richly textured. This is the God of Jacob. We know of the foibles of Jacob. We also know of God's tender and never-ending care of Jacob. This is a God who sees, hears, knows, and cares. This is not a far-off, aloof God. This God who cared for Jacob is our fortress. This phrase from Psalm 46 prompted Luther to think of all the benefits that belong to us. What do we have? We have the Spirit, and we have the gifts. They are ours. They belong to us. Who is on our side? The man of God's own choosing. Christ, our elder brother, our Lord and Redeemer, he is on our side. Christ Jesus, it is he, are the reassuring words that flow from Luther's pen. Christ fights for us against all our foes. Should we have confidence in the outcome of this fight? The answer is clear. He will win the battle. Who abides? God's word abideth still. In another hymn, Luther declares, "I'll trust in God's unchanging word. It alone stands. God's word alone abides." And what about us? Well, the body they may kill. Is that true? Is that existentially true? There is only one way in which this could be true. It is true only if God is our fortress, and if God's truth abideth still. This is not simply hyperbole. Luther was